Steven Spielberg's latest film, Ready Player One, is currently showing in theaters. Film critic Walter Metz takes a closer look in this edition of SIU Reviews.
Following on the heels of boring and repetitive superhero movies and the Disney Corporation's destruction of the Star Wars franchise, Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One ought to teach current filmmakers how to make an action film. The movie's an intertextuality specialist dream. Virtually every minute of its glorious 140-minute running time invokes 1980s cultural material. But rather than mere nostalgia, Ready Player One's narrative design places its hero, Wade Watts, on a Jungian journey in order to learn that love in the real world is the only quest worth pursuing. The values of enchantment in an otherwise dark, abusive world that made 1977's Close Encounters of the Third Kind a popular masterpiece similarly give life to Ready Player One. The plot concerns Wade's avatar, Parsifal's, quest to find three keys hidden within a mind-numbing virtual reality game, The Oasis. The film draws its generic Arthurian legend into the cinematic world of 1981's Excalibur. Not only does Parsifal redeem the land by finding a video game Easter egg, his version of the Holy Grail, he and his small team of heroes must do so by quoting Nicole Williamson's Merlin from John Borman's film. Ready Player One's central set piece involves replicating The Shining from 1980. The dialogue of the new film theorizes precisely the place of Stanley Kubrick's film. The clue the programmer, James Halliday, has left within the Oasis is that they must seek a work loathed by its creator. Our heroes know that Stephen King rejected Kubrick's adaptation for turning his supernatural horror novel into a complex melodrama critiquing the fundamental sexism and racism of American history. The Ready Player One characters run around lovingly recreated sets from The Shining, at first looking for literal keys, such as the one that lets Jack Torrance into the Freudian sexual zone of room 237. This obvious intertextual reading leads to the player's defeat in the video game. The level begins with Kubrick's naked woman emerging from a bathtub, who in Jack's arms turns into a grotesque hag. The Oasis extends the scene such that the hag becomes lethal and ends the player's turn. Instead, the key located in the Oasis's version of The Shining lies in the Kubrick film's last shot of Jack Torrance trapped in a photograph of a 1921 party at the Overlook Hotel. In Ready Player One, our attention is drawn not to the incongruous appearance of present-day Jack trapped in the center of the old photograph, but instead at a woman to his left. Halliday has replaced Torrance with himself, arm-in-arm with a nondescript flapper, marking his real-world missed opportunity at love with Kira, whom he regrets not having kissed on a date. Ready Player One's grandiose reconstruction of The Shining stands as the film's most showy engagement with the greatest of American cinema. But it is a much less obvious imaginative intertext which seals the film's glorious ending. After Parsifal has found the three keys and accessed the Oasis's Holy Grail, Halliday's avatar demands that he sign a contract giving the boy sole control over the Oasis. After almost signing the document, Wade realizes it is a trap. By refusing to become the dictator of the game, Parsifal opens the final gate to the Easter egg. Such an act of unselfishness replicates the ending of 1971's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. When Charlie returns to Wonka the piece of candy that the evil Slugworth desires to steal, the dreamy candy maker declares, "So shines a good deed in a weary world." The act identifies Charlie as the only worthy heir to Wonka's fantasy land. So too does Wade's act of resistance to power unlock the keys to a better world, one filled with love for one's fellow humans outside of the Oasis. Parsifal's unearthing of the Holy Grail for his computer programming King Arthur has once again redeemed the land. The complexity of intertextuality, from the referential engagements with Excalibur and The Shining, to the imaginative engagement with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, in the masterful Ready Player One, schools young filmmakers in how to construct a film that celebrates their cinematic forebears. With the very different movie The Post, released earlier this year, Spielberg has suddenly emerged as the most important living American filmmaker. He surpasses the once most obvious candidate, Woody Allen, amidst a reckoning with the predation and sexism of the American film industry. Spielberg's filmmaking, indeed, has become a good deed in a weary world.
Ready Player One is currently playing at a theater near you. Walter Metz is a professor of film studies in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. You can hear more of SIU Reviews on our webpage, WSIUnews.org, a listener-supported service of Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.